Whether you're buying your first house or your 50th house, the home inspection process can seem a little scary. Like, what if they find mold in the attic?
What if they find bodies in the basement?
Girl.
Oh my God, let's talk about that today.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited you are here today.
We're always excited. We're excited every time.
And today we are going to be talking about mold in the attic, bodies in the basement. We are walking you through why a home inspection is actually your very best friend.
Yeah, I'm Trish.
She's Kylie.
And we're going to break it all down for you today.
Okay, so let's jump in. Number one, why home inspections matter. Here is why they matter. Because you are buying a house, okay, friends, you're not buying a hamburger. And what that means is that you need to understand every single thing that's going on with this house.
Yeah, I like to think of the home inspection as kind of like a honey-do list as well. So that you know, like me, I am not handy, I'm gonna hire it done. So I need to know how much money I am earmarking for the people that I'm gonna need to hire in the future. And if you use your home inspection, you can kind of use it as like a nice timeline of money you'll need in the future or won't need. Get a little peace of mind. It helps with risk assessment.
So in our buyer consultation, let's start there. In our buyer consultation, when we have new buyers, and when I say new, I don't mean like brand new, like, oh, this is my first house. I mean like, we're gonna buy a house. Whether it's your first or your 50th house, honestly, you need a home inspection. I always recommend clients do a home inspection because like we just talked about, you want to know what's happening with the house. And you wanna make sure that all of those, what I would call big ticket items, are gonna be good for a while because you are blowing your whole nut on buying this house. And you are not, most people I will say, do not have an extra $10,000 to $15,000 to replace a roof within the first 12 months of home ownership.
Yeah, and I'm gonna throw a disclaimer in here because this is gonna be your difference between agents who have been in the business for 25, 30 years like myself, or agents who have been in for, you know, a little bit under a decade like Kylie. Kylie is not brand new, but she has not been in as long as I have. If you do have an agent who's been around the block since like kind of the beginning of time, I may be a little bit of a dinosaur, they may tell you that it is up to you if you choose to get a home inspection because it does not preclude you from having issues in the future. So I do want to put in that disclaimer. Sometimes people hear agents say, I make every single client have a home inspection, and they think, okay, well then when I move in, nothing's going to go wrong. But you can move in on day two, you're AC breaks because again, it's a home, not a hamburger. They do not have a magic ball. They are also just humans. So things are going to likely go wrong because things go wrong sometimes.
That's because life be lifing. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you have a home inspection, you're not surprised. Very rarely are you surprised when something happens and you can go back to the home inspection and be like, oh yeah, they did tell me that the water heater was near the end of its life. It could go within the next 12 to 24 months, right? Yep.
It takes some of your worries off the table.
It really does. And the other thing I want to point out is, if you're here in Michigan, you do not have to be licensed to be a home inspector.
This is a very important factor.
So we could go out tomorrow, just her and I, and she just admitted that she's not handy. I might be a little bit more handy than her, only because I'm married to Ryan.
That means like, Ryan's handy, not you.
Right. I've learned by osmosis. But here's the thing. We could go out tomorrow and we could start Trisha and Kylie's home inspections. We could spend 45 minutes walking around your house and then provide you with a list of things that we have seen or not seen, right? So you want to make sure that if you are having a home inspection, you properly vet anyone that you are using. When I recommend up close home inspections to our clients, I usually send an email. I don't want to say always, because there's always that one time, right? But I give them the website so they can see the reviews. They can check the company out and feel good about having them come in and the credibility of the work that they're going to
do. Basically, don't just Google someone. This is the one time where you don't want to just Google someone and go off of Google. You want to use somebody that somebody else, either your realtor or a very close friend or family, has used. You want somebody know, like, and trust for the home inspection, because there are no, like, hey, like, and me and my brother were talking about this. It's absolutely crazy. There should be a class you have to take and a test you have to take, and you should have to be licensed to be a home inspector. But it's not, that's not the case. So
which
don't
is wild.
Just Google it.
Which is
don't.
Wild.
This is not a place for ChatGPT or Google, guys. It's just not.
No. And you want to make sure that if you are using a friend or a family member, I've had lots of clients whose dads or uncles have been in construction for 35 years. So if you are in that position as an agent or as a human buying a house, that is where ChatGPT can come in handy. I have made lists from ChatGPT for these not inspectors to inspect the house.
I wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you, I just wouldn't. When my clients come to me and they're like, can my brother, friend, blah, 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 do it? I say, can they? Sure. Should they? No.
Just because you can do something doesn't
yes,
mean you should.
You should pay somebody who, again, somebody else knows, likes, and trusts and is used for home inspections, because, you know, my cousin could be the best roofer in the world and they could have built houses. But again, home inspectors, when they've been doing it for a long time, number one, they have the experience that they've seen things. You know, they know exactly where to look and where to crawl and what to get into and what you don't need to get into. And if this isn't something you're doing every single day, hundreds of times, thousands of times, you may miss important things, or
and that would suck.
You may be looking at things that, like, you don't need to be looking. I had a client a long time ago, and her dad was a builder, and he built houses. He did not do a great home inspection because he thought of things that, you know, a builder would look at, or somebody who is doing city regulations would look at, but not necessarily health and safety standards. Or he might think this is something the city is gonna check on, and it's not, because that this city doesn't have those same requirements. And again, like, I keep saying city, but that's the other thing. A city inspection is different than a private home inspection, is different than an appraisal. And we have a whole episode about that. So not to get in the weeds about it, but just use a home inspector. It's worth the money to use somebody that somebody else knows, likes, and trusts, especially your agent, because your agent's probably doing it a lot and they're working with a certain reputable company and they know that they're reputable and that they're gonna do a good job. And another thing I wanna say about that, because I had some clients one time and they're like, I know you probably get money for, like, some sort of, like, referral fee for referring us. We do not. That is not a thing in real estate. We cannot get paid by a home inspector to refer you to them. So we have no skin in the game by telling you to use this company or this company. We don't get anything. What we get is peace of mind that we know they do a good job for our clients. And right. I think that I definitely want to say that, because that may be something that clients think, oh, you know, Trisha wants us to use her person because she gets paid for it. That is absolutely not. We are not, that's not allowed.
That's not the case. Yeah. And so that brings us to the next point I want to talk about, which is, like, myths, right? So surrounding a home inspection, you might hear people say, oh, bad home inspection equals the deal is dead, or sellers should be terrified of the home inspection. And, you know, all of these things that, you know, I have personally seen circulate online or even in private conversations in between family members who I'm working with. So what are your thoughts on that?
I feel like bad home inspection is also very relative, because again, the things that I will take on as a homeowner are going to be different than the things you will take on as a homeowner. And that may be based on who we know, right? Like, I may not be scared of a really bad roof on a house this size because my brother's a roofer. So I know, like, I'm going to get taken care of, and it's not going to cost me the same as it might cost you if you don't have anybody in your family that's a roofer, right?
Yeah.
But so that's a very relative term. It's also very relative based on the deal your agent got you. So I'm thinking back to a client you had where there was quite a few things that were listed on the home inspection, but you had got them like $20,000 off or something. And I'm like, okay, well, go find another house where you're getting $20,000 off in this market. You're not going to. So yes, you have some things that you need to address in the future. But if you can move into this house today and your roof isn't leaking on you and your plumbing isn't overflowing and you can move in and you can live and you can allot money for those repairs because you got a really good deal and so your monthly payment is nice and low and those are future things that you're planning for, that's good. So I think that what's bad or good, or I hate when people use this term, what's lipstick on a pig or what's a good flip, is very relative person to person. It's very relative deal to deal depending on what your client negotiated on. And it's also very relative depending on the market that we're in.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people when we're running highest and best 50 offers in every single deal, you know, you might be accepting of some things that you might not be accepting of if you're the only offer in and you have some negotiating power.
Yeah.
The other thing is when I do go into negotiations, so first of all, like, let's talk about the mindset around home inspections. Your mindset should never, ever be, this home inspection is a chance for me to get some money off and renegotiate.
No.
That is not what the home inspection is.
I tell all of my buyers when we're in the buyer console, I say the home inspection is going to give you an idea of every single thing that's going on with this house so that you understand what you're getting into. It is not an opportunity for us to nickel and dime the seller for every missing GFCI or every bathroom fan that's not properly vented. Like, we are not looking for these little things to ask for this and this and this. We want to make sure the roof is solid, the foundation is solid, the furnace is solid, the AC is solid, the windows are solid, the plumbing, the electrical, all of those really what I call big ticket items that will just suck you dry.
Yeah, because these houses are lived in. Like, my house that we're in right now, like, the base of this house was built in 1920. You're going to find some things to put on a report in this house.
Like, that doesn't that mean tanking? It's not.
Nope, you won't be able to put that on the house. That doesn't mean that it's not a great, amazing house. So understand, first and foremost, that every report is going to be long. The bigger your house is, the longer your report is. Like, right. 60, 70, 80, 90 pages is not out of the norm if you are buying a large home. Also, even if you have brand new construction, a home inspector is going to find stuff to put onto that report. Because again, you have humans that are building your house. You have humans that are living in your house. When people are like, well, I got to do a lot of work on the house. Any house you move into, you're going to do a lot of work on.
There's going to be something. There's always something.
Here's the real thing. You're not going to do a lot of work on it. You're going to get in. You're going to start living. If something breaks, you're going to call somebody to fix it. That is what is realistically going to happen. Everybody's like, I got to do all this work. You're not going to do any of that work. You're just really not, because you are the same person when you move into that house that you were before you moved into that house. And if you didn't spend every single weekend doing work on your house, you're not going to do it once you move in. You're going to move in. You're going to go back to work. You're going to get on with life. And again, if something breaks, you'll fix it. That's how it works. Like, that's the hard truth that nobody wants to realize. They're like, oh, I'm going to do all of this. Maybe one in 10 will.
Maybe.
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 But probably not.
Like, probably not.
If you haven't done it in the weeks leading up to moving in, or like the immediate 30 days thereafter, it's going to be on that list when you move out, just like it was when you moved in. And I know that because I've done that like 4 times.
She's like, I'll see me do it.
Yeah. And so have my clients. Every single one of them. I'm like, you still got the list from when you moved in?
Yep. Absolutely. So that brings us to, let's very quickly, I want to run down, just so you guys have a quick idea of everything that goes on at the home inspection. So you schedule your inspection, you go, if you can make it. I tell my clients, I'm like, if you can be there, if not, not. Because you're going to get that big report of everything that's going on.
So I make my clients be there.
So I have clients, we just did one over the summer, and my client texted me, was like, So I just I just got the order. I have to be in trial next week when the inspection's going on. He wasn't the criminal. He was the lawyer. And so, like, so I was like, not a problem. So,
and here's why I like my clients to be there. Because you are going to learn things about your house.
That's like very true.
How to put your filter into your furnace or how to, you know, work your jetted tub. So if you have a house with a lot of things that you need to learn how to work, or you want to be able to learn those things, like how to put your furnace in, your furnace filter in and things like that, you can learn some very valuable things there.
Yeah.
Also, going back to my client whose dad was a builder, she's like, well, if my dad's a builder, can't he just be there with the home inspector? And I said, no, dear, you need to be there, because what you will do and fix and be okay with is going to be different than what your dad will do and fix and be okay with. And a dad with his daughter's house is kind of like a dad with a guy, like, no guy's good enough for my daughter. No house is going to be good enough for my daughter either. And exactly what I said happened. We went to that home inspection and he was like, da, 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 da. And she's like, all of that is fine. Please give me my house. So that's why I make sure that my clients are there. But you will see that differ agent to agent. And if I have a client that just absolutely can't, like that scenario, like it is what it is. And I just let them know, like, that's fine. You may miss out on some information. We'll go through the report together. But I really do like them to be there.
Yeah, but also the inspector is not going to start his inspection at 6:30 at night when you get off work.
No. So yeah, that. No, it's during business hours.
So with all of that said, the inspector is going to go top to bottom on your house. It's a little different if you're buying a condo versus what I would call a single family home. But the thing is they're going top to bottom. I have seen them bring out drones to look at the roof. Mm-hmm. They're checking the chimney. They're checking the flashings. They're looking at the soffits. They're checking the downspouts. They're looking at everything that's going on the outside. The vinyl siding, the brick, the steps, literally everything. They go in the house. They go in the attic. They're looking for signs of pests, whether it's mice or squirrels or termites or ants or whatever. They are measuring the insulation, ladies and gentlemen. They are measuring the amount of insulation so that they can tell you if your house is well insulated or not, because that's going to make a big difference on your monthly bills, right?
True.
So on top of all of that, they are testing, they are running every faucet, they are turning on every appliance, they are checking every single electrical plug to make sure that it's working, because that can turn into an entire nightmare, a whole nightmare, if you don't do that. They are opening and closing doors. They are, did I say the plumbing? They're doing the plumbing.
They're doing all the things.
They're doing all of the things, okay? So they are doing every single thing. Everything. And that's what happens at a home inspection. They spend like 2.5 hours walking around the house, taking notes, taking pictures, and just making sure that they have all of the information that you're going to need to help you with the decision on buying.
I would say it would be a red flag if your home inspection was
less than an hour.
Yeah. I was going to say less than 30 minutes, but yeah, less than an hour. Unless your house is super, super tiny.
Well,
super,
like super I've had condos, like 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condos. Even those take 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Because like I said, they are turning on the furnace. They're using their thermal thing at all of the vents to make sure all of the vents are coming through. They're using, the one company that we had, they had like a thermal reader going around the windows, and they gave thermal photos to the clients so they could see where their windows are failing, and like, you know, where all of their heat and cool is leaking out. That was very cool.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we should probably touch on too, like some very common things in Michigan, seals being broken on windows. Like as soon as you said that, there's so many houses where the seals are broken on the windows and they'll fog in between those double pane windows. That does not mean don't buy your house.
No one will die from that. No one's going to die from that.
No, like could there be a more energy efficient option if you get new windows? Absolutely, but again, budget for that in the future. You can even do that window by window. That is not a reason to kill a deal. Mold and attic spaces, I will tell you, we find that in like 8 out of 10 houses
and
in Michigan.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it was like an old code situation. Here is what happens. The bathroom vent that is sucking all of your shower air is not pushing outside of the attic. It's going up into the attic and it's hanging out. And this if I close 10 deals, 9 of them have that.
Yeah. And a lot of it is with the roofers. The roofers, if they haven't vented, the roof in enough spots that moisture can't get out. So you have a double problem. You have the builders didn't vent the fan to the outside and the roofers didn't vent the roofs enough to get it out of the attic. So there's moisture mold. And I think people hear the word mold and they freak out.
They freak out.
We're all gonna die. No, it's moisture mold. It's no different than if you didn't clean your bathtub enough and you have a little kid that takes baths all the time and you get some of that black mold and you spray some bleach on it and you clean it up. Mold remediation can be,
thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mold remediation can be $300 as well.
Depending on the size. But here's the thing. I had a client.
I mold remediated my entire Luke Lane attic for $1,100.
Right. But that's the thing. That's the thing. And this, the reason why I said that was because, like we just said, people hear mold and they immediately go to mold remediation is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And it can be if you're moving into a house that has a flooded basement and there's mold everywhere down there and there's mold everywhere in the attic. But it also can be a situation where you crawl up in there, you sand it down, you bleach it, you kill it, and you're done in one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we had this house professionally done and it was $325 for mold remediation. And that's because the fan in Angelina's room was venting into the attic and the roof wasn't venting out.
Right.
$300. So.
So we say all of that to say this.
Don't stress about mold.
Don't stress about mold in the attic. Or it'll say organic, or my favorite is, we found some microbial growth. Some organic growth. And I'm like, oh, love that for you.
Wash the walls.
Wash the walls.
We should put a disclaimer here that we are not inspectors. We are not environmental
specialists. I think we said that already.
Okay.
I think we said that when we said we could go out and do it, but we're not going to because that's not for us.
Yeah. Also, if you live in Michigan, like, your roof probably has some wear on it. Like, people get stressed out. Like, what do you mean the roof has wear on it? Yeah. Have you noticed the weather here lately? The weather here lately, wind? I feel like we're in the Wizard of Oz half the time. The wind is insane. The snow is insane. The rain is insane. The ice is insane.
The squirrels are insane.
The trees are constantly dropping on your roof. Like, just because there's some wear on it, like, you could have a roof that's 2 years old and it could have some wear on it. And it's just because you have a tree hanging over and it's just kind of going like this.
I had that during a recent inspection where it was just this one section of the house and, like, it was, like, missing granules. The shingles are near the end of their life on this section because there were two walnut trees hanging over.
Yeah.
And so the guy was like, we need a budget for a new roof. I don't have $15,000. I said, whoa. And we backed that up real quick.
Well, and that's what I want to say too. When you get a home inspection, if there are things on there, those should not be reasons you back out. Go and get a professional at that thing. Because what I do want to point out is an inspector is not a professional roofer. They are not a professional plumber. They are not a professional electrician. No. They have specific verbiage that is on their reports, that is always on their reports. Like, for example, I had a client that was doing a lot of houses with crawl spaces. Mm-hmm. And they were like, crawl space should be encapsulated. And they put that on every single one. And I'm like, it's standard verbiage because nowadays they like you to encapsulate a crawl space. Your crawl space does not need to be encapsulated. And if it's like the Sahara Desert down there, you're fine. No water is getting in there. You don't have to encapsulate it. It's not necessary. Some of that stuff on there is just standard verbiage. Also, if they see a little wear on your shingles, they might say, have it checked out by a roofer. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, I am not buying this house because it has to get a roof. No, just have a roofer run out, grab their ladder, put it up there, check it out. You know, I would never let a deal die just based on the inspector's words alone. I would have a professional plumber, electrician, roofer come out, give a quote for how much that actually will cost. Also, that's a red flag. If you have an inspector that's like, this will cost 50 grand, this will cost 100 grand. No. Absolutely not. Inspectors should not be quoting prices on anything.
No.
You are not doing that work. So you do not say how much it is. Also, you are not a professional at that job. You are not a licensed electrician. You should not be quoting how much an electrical panel is going to cost.
Absolutely.
Plus,
absolutely.
It's different depending on who you have do it. Like, that's another thing. My clients will be like, well, how much do you think this is going to cost? It depends on who you hire to do it. You know, you mentioned my foundation job. We had 9 foundation companies come out.
9?
9. A structural engineer and 9 foundation companies come out and quote this job. And we had 9 very different quotes. Okay. So do your homework. Now, I don't suggest you have 9 people come out for your inspection.
No, nope, don't do that.
But that was a different situation, right? Roofers, have 2 roofers go and quote it. Electric, have 2-3 electricians come out and quote it. I usually like to have the listing agent have one of their professionals. I'll have one of my professionals. And if my client has a professional, they can have theirs. We'll get the 3 quotes. We'll take a look at it. Make sure it's apples to apples. They're providing quotes for the exact same things. And then we'll figure out what we're going to negotiate from there. It might be asking the seller to fix it. It might be give us a seller concession. Not everything has to be the deal is over or you got to take 50 grand off. We're not renegotiating because you don't like the pink paint now. It had pink paint when we walked
through. Well, on top of that, it's like, I tell my clients most often, you're going to come in and you're going to do paint and flooring. We are not asking, oh, that was the other thing, was the asbestos tiles that are in every freaking basement. Every basement where you see those checkered, please do not freak out about that. Please do not freak out about that. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
We got you. Absolutely. And make sure that while I got your attention, you hit that subscribe button because you know you love us and we love you.
Yeah.
And we need you. We need you here every single week because we drop fresh content on Thursday on this channel. So come back next week.
Yeah. And we want to save you some money so that you don't pay for 7,500 inspections.
Oh, because that's the thing. If you have a home inspection and you decide to pull out, you now have to go get your bid accepted somewhere else and you have to pay for another home inspection.
Yeah. So share this with a friend who might be buying a house so they don't end up spending on 7 different home inspections.
Thank you.
Bye, friends.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.